Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, knock! Ah! Are you all right?
Well, man, what, can't you knock, Howard?
I knocked on the front door. Christine said you were around back.
Christine? Where is Christine?
Man!
Well, are you all right?
Yeah, I would be if people quit sneaking up on me.
Well, I wasn't sneaking up on you. I came to see if Howard found you.
I've been calling you all day. When you didn't return my calls, I got worried.
I did not return your calls, Howard, because when you call, it is about work. This is Monday, my only day off. I do not want to think about work on Monday.
Hey, I forgot. How many hamburgers do you say you wanted?
Two.
Well, I'm going to have to be a hot dog because between me and Dauber, six other coaches, Rosemary, Doris, and the team accountant, we're running up.
Luther, Dauber, Rosemary, Doris, six other coaches, and the team accountant don't remind you of work, but I do?
Yeah. Well, what do you want, Howard?
Give me a hamburger.
We're out of hamburgers.
Give me a hot dog.
I'll give him a hamburger.
Then you won't get a hamburger.
All right, give him a hot dog.
Give me a hot dog.
You got a hot dog. That's one less dog for Doris. It's a ripple effect.
What do you want?
Oh, Putnam Berkeley Publishing called. About you writing a book.
Putnam Berkeley wants Hayden to write a book?
I'm as shocked as anyone.
Hey, wait a minute. What is so surprising about that?
No offense, honey, but you rarely even read a book.
I read books, Christine. I read Joe Montana's book. I didn't actually read it. I mean, I listened to it in the car.
So, what do they want me to write about myself?
Actually, they want you to write a motivational book.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Well, thank you.
No, I mean it. You would be good at that.
Well, thank you again. I mean, I think I would be, too. I've been motivating people my whole life. I mean, that's what a coach does. He brings people together, and they form a team. He gives people the tools to improve themselves. You know, he inspires people to set a goal and to reach for it. How many pages in a typical book?
Not to worry. They'll have somebody help you put it in actual book form.
Man, Howard, this is exciting, honey. This is kind of neat. I mean, I feel like I'm leaving behind a kind of like a little tradition or something. You know, something for Timothy to listen to in his own car when he gets old enough.
So can I tell him you'll do it?
Oh, you can tell him I'd be honored, Howie.
Well, now we're really screwed. Howard's weenie fell through the grate.
That's for the publisher guy.
Well, I figured it wasn't for me. Anytime you see fresh fruit and croissants, you might as well put up a sign. Luther, stay away. This bread's too good for you. What you got in here?
I got memories in here. I thought it might be good for some of my readers to see some photos of the highlights of my rise to the top.
Well, that's gonna fit me.
Hey, come on. This stuff is precious. I'll let you see it if you promise to wash your hands and not get crumbs over everything.
Forget, just hold up stuff.
Look at this. Most valuable player, Pop Warner League, 1956.
1956. That's the year I would have graduated college if I'd have gotten in.
Hayden! Walter Barnett is on his way up.
What is he doing here?
Well, I like having Luther here. It'll help Walter understand some of the obstacles I've had to overcome on my rise to the top.
Thank you, Hayden.
You're welcome, Luther.
Well, Walter, how long are you going to be with us here in Orlando?
Well, I'll be at the convention center all weekend, speaking at a publishing seminar.
Oh, you know, some of my friends and I have a little book club. Would you consider making some time to speak to us?
I think I could do that. Is there any particular book you'd like me to bring?
your annual report.
Doris! Oh, forgive me for interrupting. Walter hasn't met Hayden yet.
Hey, Walter. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Coach Fox, I've really been looking forward to this.
Yeah, well, same here. Can I get you anything? Would you like some breakfast or something?
No, thanks. I ate at the hotel.
I think that's a green light.
Well, I guess you two have a lot to talk about. Walter, I'll be in touch. Luther, I'll see you later.
Hmm?
And Howard, don't forget to pick up my dry cleaning.
I'm on it.
I hope you don't mind, but I brought along some memories, you know, so I kind of get started on the book.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I've been a big fan of yours for a long time.
Well, thank you. Hey, I hope you don't think I'm jumping the gun here, but I've been going over some titles for the book. What do you think about Winning Like a Fox? Okay. The Hayden Fox story, gridiron, glory, guts, and see, I'm looking for another G word.
Oh, God.
Well, see, I thought of that, but it seems a little pompous.
No. I mean, I think we've got a little miscommunication here.
Miscommunication?
Actually, Hayden, we were thinking of taking the book in a somewhat different direction. You see, we've got a lot of inspirational books by winners, and while it's true, at Minnesota State, you were national champions. What we're really interested in here is your first year as a pro coach when you lost more games than anyone else in the NFL.
You want me to write a book about losing?
No. We want you to write an inspirational book about how to survive losing. I don't know, maybe call it Hayden Fox Dealing with Defeat.
Hey, I am not a loser, pal.
Nobody's calling you a loser.
Well, that's what it sounds like. Hayden Fox dealing with defeat.
Well, try to think of it as an untapped market niche. Nobody's writing this book.
Well, nobody's writing it, Walter, because nobody wants to.
I'm prepared to offer a $75,000 advance.
$75,000?
I don't care if you offer me $1,000,000. I'm not writing this book. I'm not going to make a mockery out of my whole career.
Well, wait, he's not asking to make a mockery of your whole career, just the last year.
It's a matter of principle, loser. Hey, Mr. Barnett, I think this meeting is over. There's no way I'm going to write a book like that.
Well, sorry. If you change your mind, gentlemen.
Thank you, Steve. Where's Timothy?
Oh, I got him to bed early. We'll be able to have dinner in peace instead of in peas. Boy, that got such a big laugh at my mommy and me class.
What's for dinner?
Steak and potatoes. How was your meeting with the publisher?
No, I'm not writing a book.
What happened?
Well, I thought you wanted to eat dinner in peace. I don't want to talk about that stupid book.
Hayden, Christina got great news. Steak and potatoes.
Yeah, two steaks, two potatoes. What's the news?
Huh?
What's the news?
Oh, they want me to write your book.
What?
Is that, well, it's not your book anymore. It's mine. We got a title already. Just Short of the Goal. Living with Losing by Luther Van Damme, assistant coach to Hayden Fox.
They wanted you to write a book about losing?
Yeah, the big dummy turned it down. $75,000. Principles.
Luther, you can't write this book.
I'll have to give me a ghostwriter.
No, you can't write it for the same reason I couldn't write it. It's going to make you look like a loser.
I am a loser, Hayden. Now I'm getting paid for it. Yeah, if I'm not staying for supper, I better get home, start thinking about my life. All the low points. I hope I can get out of this good mood.
Are you all right?
But, I mean, Luther is writing a book on losing, and I'm going to be a big part of it.
Hayden, you are not a loser. You know that.
Yeah, but it's sure going to seem that way, Christine. Plus, he's taking my $75,000 to do it. That makes me an even bigger loser.
Yeah, I just locked my keys in the car. And like an idiot, I forgot to renew my Auto Club membership. Now I got to call a locksmith, get him to come out here and open it for me. Probably cost me $50. Am I a loser or what?
Hey, you got your lunch there, Mr. Luther?
Oh, thanks, Dollar. I don't know why, but writing a book makes me hungry.
You got that creative energy burning, see? That's food for the mind.
Well, it keeps me thinking about losing. Keep it coming.
Oh, God.
Barbara, take a look at this.
Take a look at what?
Take a look at this donut.
I'm looking.
What is this donut shaped like? I'll tell you what it's shaped like. Shaped like a zero. Losers are attracted to food that's shaped like a zero.
It's an interesting theory.
It's not just a theory, Dauber. I'm living proof. Losers love food shaped like zeros. I mean, think about it. Donut, zero. Pizza, big fat zero. Swiss cheese full of zeros. Hamburger.
Zero. Whoa! Hey, there you got my creative juices flowing.
Have an onion ring.
Amazing!
Onion ring, zero. Ground round. Uh-oh, spaghetti.
Booth, I hate to tell you this, but I found a flaw in your theory.
What?
Hot dogs. Losers love hot dogs. Not shaped like a zero.
Turn it a little bit. More.
It, too, is a zero.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Luther, we got to talk.
Coach, you got to hear Luther's theory about how losers are attracted to food shaped like zero.
What?
Okay. Take a look at this onion ring. Do you see the zero?
Yeah, I can see him through.
Okay, what do you want to talk about, Hayden? I'm kind of working on a deadline here.
I want to talk to you about the book, Luther.
I know you're against it. I know you don't want me to write it. You're probably mad at me.
No, I am not mad at you.
Well, that's good, because I wouldn't want to lose you as a friend. Although losing a friend would make a good chapter title.
Luther, as your friend, I'm going to tell you something. Writing this book would be a big mistake.
Not going to be a big mistake to pay me $75,000.
Well, it's going to make you look bad, Luth.
Yeah, for $75,000, I don't care how I look.
Yeah, well, what about how it makes me look?
Hayden, I'm simply trying to write a book about dealing with losing here. People lose all the time. I mean, it's inspirational. It's motivational.
It's only motivational, Luther, because we're going to look so stupid, people are going to feel superior to us.
Not us, Hayden. Me. Me, I mean, I don't even mention you in the first chapter.
Chapter one, my father abandons me. Big deal.
Or chapter two. Look at chapter two. See, I'm losing already.
Chapter two, alone on prom night. More pizza for me.
Yeah, see, I don't even mention you.
Oh, yeah? Chapter five, young Hayden Fox, the backslide begins.
Eventually, I have to mention you because you're a big part of the book, because you've been a big part of my loser life.
Loser. I'm asking you not to write this book. I'm asking you as a friend. I'm asking you as your boss. I am asking you as a fellow human being.
Well, things are worth a lot, Hayden. But not $75,000. Just excuse me, I gotta have lunch with my publisher.
You already had lunch.
He doesn't know that.
Luther, come on, stop.
No.
Luther, you're not going.
No, yes,
no, I am. No, I'm not gonna let you
yes,
go.
I am.
No, you're not going.
Okay, hold on. Makes you feel any better, you can come with me.
Thank you.
Walter,
Walter, I've been up all night coming up with ideas for the book.
Quick, where do I sign?
Somebody chasing you?
Yeah, where do I sign?
All right. Got your contract right there. By the way, I got an illustrator to do a quick mock-up of the book jacket. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think.
Coach Fox.
Walter, you publish this book, I'm going to sue you.
On what grounds?
Oh, try libel, slander, making me look like an idiot.
There, I signed it. Give me $75,000.
I'm sorry. You have to sign on every page where there's a red tab.
Luther, I'm warning you.
Coach Fox, before you start threatening us with a lawsuit, I think you ought to take into consideration that you are a public figure. And as long as Mr. Van Damme's book is accurate, I don't think you have a case.
All right. Maybe I am a public figure. I tell you, there's one mistake in that book. I'm going to be all over you.
I don't know why there should be any mistakes.
No, not to spell my name wrong.
See, there's going to be plenty of mistakes. Your first mistake was going into business with this guy. I know, because that was my first mistake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what your problem is, Hayden? You think everything in the world's got to be about you. Well, it doesn't. My book doesn't have to be about you. I wouldn't even mention you in my book. There. How's that make you feel? You're out of my book.
Luther, excuse me, but it seems to me that without you talking about your career in football under Coach Fox, there isn't a book.
Hey, excuse me. I'm a loser in a lot of other areas besides football.
I mean, you're just looking at the tip of the ice cube here.
Luther, I'm sorry, but without Coach Fox, there's just no book.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Give me a donut. I'll show you something. Knock your socks off.
Back. You can keep the picture if you like.
No, wait a minute. It doesn't have to be a donut. Anybody got something roundy? Wait a minute. I got something to say here. Hope you're happy.
I am happy, Luke. Writing this book was a terrible idea. Would have made us both look like losers.
Both? If I'm not mistaken, you got a wonderful wife, brand new baby, a great job. Me, I had a book.
Luther, you didn't have a book. You had a chance to make some money, and you were willing to make a fool out of yourself to do it.
It's not true, Hayden. That simply is not true. I actually thought I had something to offer people here.
Like what?
Something you couldn't relate to, Hayden. You know what the difference between you and me is? When you lose, it just festers inside of you. You make yourself and everybody else around you miserable. Me, when I lose, I get up, I eat breakfast, I go to work, I eat breakfast, and I carry on. You're a great winner, Hayden, but you're a lousy loser. Hell, it's easy to be a good winner. The problem is people don't win all the time. If they go through their life expecting to, they're not going to have a miserable life. You want to know what the key to happiness is? You got to learn to love the loser inside of you. I mean, if my bar is this high, I'm never going to get over it. My bar is way down here.
That's where you put your bar? Man, I couldn't live like that.
Well, most people can't be you, Hayden. But everybody can be me. I mean, and that's a positive thing. And that's what I'm trying to say in my book.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhearing. I think that's an inspiring idea. You do? Yeah, yeah. I'm a publisher. I think you got the makings of a great book. Not only that, but a great audio tape and a great infomercial.
Infomercial? Losers love infomercials.
I will advance you $300 for a first look at your project.
$300?
That's right.
It's kind of an insult after I've been offered $75,000.
Okay.
That's okay. I'll take it.
Wait a minute. What publishing firm are you with? Oh, it's my own. I used to be with Simon & Schuster, but they fired me.
Hey, don't feel bad. Nothing wrong with being fired. Being fired means you're not a quitter. Being fired means you get unemployment. Chapter 8, fire me all the way to the bank.
All of my unemployment went for alimony. I really had a rough year.
Hey, don't feel bad. Just remember who you are way down deep inside.
Oh, yeah? I'm kind of a nobody.
Hey, kind of. That's denial.
Well, you truly are inspiring.
Thank you.
Luke. You want to write this book, you go right ahead.
You don't mind if I talk about you, Ed?
No, hey, if it's going to help people, go ahead. You got my blessing. Actually, I don't think you fit thematically. This man's message stands on its own.
You hear that, Hayden? I think I have myself a publisher here. Oliver O. Olson. 000. Hey, Ollie, we say we go give a snack someplace and talk about this, huh?
Okay.
Right, yeah. Pork rinds?
I love it. I was a diet root beer.
Hey, it's okay if I don't come to work in the morning?
Lewis, if you want to work this hard for $300, you go right ahead.
Hey, it's good enough for me. Hello, I'm Luther Van Dam. My new book, Just Short of the Goal, Living with Losing, can change your life, as it has changed the lives of literally tens of others.
It changed mine.
Normally, this book would cost you $14.95. But if you send in now for either the book, or if you can't read the audio tape, you can survive losing for only $3.25 plus $9 shipping and handling. So, get out your credit card, or in most of your cases, borrow a credit card and call 1-800-LOSERS. That's 1-800-LOSERS. Or if they've cut your phone off, if you're watching through an electronics window or something like that, just borrow a quarter and get to a phone as fast as you can, and for God's sakes, call now!